Watch and learn.
Watch and learn.
Connect with us
on your mobile device.
Tune in online.
It's ROG. I love it. I love it.
Don't drop the mic. With your host, Femi.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Don't Drop the Mic show. This is a show about improvisation, musicals, and educational entertainment. And I'm here tonight with Yem Swags,
aka Swag, Efficient Swag Goop.
And we have Ill Will,
the Academic MC.
Got Ozone in the building.
Ozone.
Swatsy.
Wagwan, people.
And Rockbot in the building.
You know what it is.
Okay, and the theme for tonight is cheating. And prior to this recording, we've actually had a full-on argument about this conversation. So, you know, it should be interesting to see what people have to say. So, cheating. Do men cheat more than women?
No.
Okay, Rakwa, go on.
False. I think society and the social construct has set up this whole men are scum agenda. Humans are scum. I think people cheat. I don't think men cheat more than women. It's just portrayed in film, TV, books, music, that guys are always coming back to bed. When in reality, women cheat a lot and guys forgive too. I think it's very equal. I think it's
really
more equal. Yeah, absolutely. I tell you, the thing about us, we don't talk about the pains because we've been told, yeah, man, suck it up.
Okay.
Tell anybody she cheated. Like, yeah, big boys wrong with you. You have muscles wrong. Like, shut up, you know. Yeah. So I think that attitude makes us very, you know, quiet about being cheated on. Yeah. I think.
See, let me tell you,
is that true?
Yeah. When men cheat, women just look at men and be like, look at these learners. But the truth is, the truth of the matter is, you know, that psychologically, women are more intelligent. Mm. So you get me?
What?
Now,
okay.
They're smarter. If you look at the way women do things, you're going to say you pass themselves. So what I'm saying is, men, yes, we cheat more. But which one they pay pass? And women.
Chris Rock.
So it's not about the one. It's about the one that makes more impact.
So
but is that true? Are we saying that this is same proportion between men and women? Like,
no,
honestly speaking,
I don't agree. I feel men have tendency to cheat more than women.
Yes, but which one they pay? Cheat 20 times. Who might cheat 20 times?
Hold on. That's not the question. Why do you feel that?
Because I feel while we're having this argument earlier, someone said, we're in a society where it's like it's a man's world. Do you understand? So I mean, I just believe that men have more tendency, because you know, women, I don't know how to put it, but then I just believe men cheat more.
Looking for something new? Well, this is for you. Get with the program.
DDTM.
If we're talking about cheating in the sense of any commitment, one person stepping out of that commitment to have relations, purely sexual relations, mm-hmm. with somebody else that is not their significant other, then definitely, so far, men. But women are coming strong.
Is it just that men get caught easier and women are just more tactical with the?
I don't believe so.
They're more critical with the.
I just think it's because of how women view sex. So because we view it more as sport, even from a young age, we're more adventurous, we're more outgoing, more willing to try new things. You know, more willing to risk things. Sex in itself is a risk because of how all the ties and things involved, you know. For that reason alone, I think men are more prone to having more sexual relations.
I actually agree with that, yeah.
I mean, the point about sex, I mean, women have, they're the ones that carry children, you know, so they tend to be more think twice.
They have more to lose.
Exactly, that's the best way of putting it.
Straight up, more to lose.
Best way of putting it, yeah, they have more to lose, yeah.
It will. We've not heard from you today.
They have more to lose. Who enjoys it the most?
Who enjoys what? Cheating.
You have more to lose because you can get pregnant. I can't get off my hand. If I give you belly, if I can't try and go somewhere else, I'm talking to your friends.
Hey, Will, what's your take on this?
Men cheat more.
Men cheat more.
Yeah, man.
They have stronger urges.
Men have stronger urges.
I don't believe that.
Right. Men have stronger urges than women.
Everybody enjoys it. That's what I really think. But it's just.
I said urges.
I think. What? I think, I don't know, I would say we have stronger urges. I think we have less control over the urges.
Can I
say
do something?
Stronger. I think it's a control issue.
I think women actually have stronger urges. Women are fluorescent. Yeah. We wear that yellow light. we turn on one time, yellow light, door. But when they turn on, bright as fuck. You know what I mean?
Again, some deep things here. I didn't even know the turning on was on that level.
I'm doing it all wrong. Get you like women, every sport.
It's a sport, my brother. You know this.
Okay. Let's switch this to a bit of a musical debate now. Even though it seems that there's a general consensus here, most people seem to think that men cheat more than women. Okay, Rakwa is still on the fence.
No, men cheat more. Right. Women make more impact.
I'm not even sure what your position is. To be very honest.
impact.
Okay, so what we're gonna do is this, yeah? Okay, so we're gonna have Ozone and Swati on one side. You guys believe that men cheat more than women, yeah? Rakwa and Yem Swags, you're gonna be arguing that women cheat more than men. Yeah, it's gonna be a musical debate between you four for this one. Alright, Ilwell, you're gonna be providing us with the beat. Could you please fix us up with some sweet? Alright, so we're going to be going back and forth. You're going to be telling us why you think that women cheat more. You're going to be telling us why men think more. So let's kick it off with Yem Swags. Women cheat more than men. That it will hook us up with a nice, sweet beat. Just don't let the beat be too masculine or anything like that. We need to have a unisex
just
beat.
For the topic. For
the sake of topic. We need a unisex beat going on.
Now pass to you first. I think you should go first, man.
Yeah. Yem Swags is gonna kick it off. Swati, then Rakwa, then OZ. Yeah, right.
Follow us on Instagram
@ Do Not Drop the Mic.
You are now rocking with
Don't Drop the Mic.
Yeah, Swagu, let's go.
Okay, cheat. Women cheat more. Hey, what do you expect? When it comes to cheating, our brothers and sisters, give women respect. See, make I tell you, women, women, they cheat. The way they cheat, we should respect women. Don't compare women. Don't compare them with we men. Because we they for year. I swear the smarter women, see intelligent, don't be small. See the way women just the ball. Women go, they cheat, they go still tell you, baby, I love you all. You go, they collect down for your head. They chop my butter and bread. You go, they follow her like Mumu. For outside, she be chop Mumu. You don't know, say she be baddest. You don't know, say she be baddest. They strap for outside, they strap for outside. She strap for my brother Angus. You stalk, say you won't die. She has cheated on me, I who hang myself. Hey, when you cheat on her 20 times, she they look yourself.
See, she they go. It be like, say, you know, they know. Say when a woman like you, she go stay on that track. She no go ever leave you. She no go ever leave you. So men go like a woman, but he go still want to have another side chick. So make I tell you, men they cheat more than women. I say I they tell you, men they cheat more than women. Women.
Don't be fooled by the brown eyes. Thick thighs got the same needs. We all got the old same deeds. We all doing the old same things. Women cheat more. Oh, women cheat more. I can't really say it, but I think that it's equal. The women, the liars, they all are like the devils. Please don't believe it. Please don't believe nothing she says. It's all in your head. It's all in your head. Yeah, it's all in your head.
All in your head. Fucking other guys, it's fine by me. Bitch, don't lie to me. I ain't worried. Catch me cheating, I won't say sorry. It's what it is. Best believe I'm the man. Understand who I am. I feed the fam. What you do? Cook rice and steak. Baby, come through. Last time I did it was a mistake. You make mistakes, cut you off. It's what it is. Hard ass nigga. Emotionally, I'm kinda soft. But nobody sees that. Best believe that. You know how it is, man. I still roll a weed pack. Then I get high and forget about you. Tell you bye bye. Why try save this relationship, bitch? I ain't saving shit. I'm mad, and she ain't even cheated yet.
All right. Yeah, we'll cut it off. All right, so we've been looking at, you know, do men cheat more than women? But this is a good question, you know, that came up from the initial argument before we started the show. Will a good woman cheat even though her man is good? So in the situation where the man is treating her right, emotional needs on point, financial needs on point, will the women still cheat?
Sorry, before we answer that question, I have a question within that question. Could you guys guide us? What makes a woman a good woman? How do you define a good woman?
What is a good woman? That is a good question.
Yeah. Well, who's a good woman? Because to say, okay, good, you know, like, what's the criteria for?
First of all, a good woman does not cheat.
What's the?
If you're talking about in the context of being good, nobody is fully good.
Thank you.
So when you say a good woman, a good man, it's you're breaking.
Okay. Let me expand on that. Let me provide the yardstick for goodness. Yeah. A good woman is someone that's honest, that's loyal, faithful.
Okay.
Let's go on those three attributes.
Oh, based on that, if you base things on that, then I will agree with you that men are more likely to stray. Oh, what was your question again?
My question was, will a good woman cheat even though her man is good on her?
Yeah.
Good to her.
Yeah.
Good to
She won't cheat.
Yeah. It's complicated.
Yeah. No, I think based cheat even under these circumstances.
Okay,
yeah.
Why? What would make her cheat?
I mean, you never can tell. Like I said,
this is for me and for same thing. Me and Swags, the issue we have is that I think we're forgetting biology here. I just think like human beings, like
my nigga, you don't know what to expect from nobody. From nobody, and I told you guys earlier, I was gonna tell you 10 reasons why. 10 reasons why a good woman. 10. No, I like to keep it around figure. 10 reasons why a good woman can cheat on her man when he hasn't cheated on her. So one of the reasons would not be I'm cheating back.
Okay.
You know, because that's what's the question.
I'm really curious. Can you just rattle through them? Like,
let me to be honest, like, okay, let me put it to you like this. The first one is this: lack of attention.
Okay.
Lack of emotional intelligence.
Okay.
One. The second one is the man switching up when he's going through financial struggles.
True. Okay. True.
So leading to lack of emotional intelligence again. But these are two reasons that lead that connected.
Right, interconnected.
Third one is her reaction in the change of environment. It can be a better change, it can be a lesser change. The third one is somebody who has fourth one now is somebody in her life who has a stronger hold than you did.
Yeah.
Because the mind is so malleable and weak, and you can never know what has happened in those years that you were not in her life, from the age of 6, 12, 18. You don't know what was happening. You came there at 24, she was fully formed, she had gotten some new ideas. Somebody can throw her back with all these mind games and shit happens.
True, true.
The fifth one.
You spent a lot of time thinking about this.
I'll confess, I said 10, but I didn't have 10. I'll stop at 5. The fifth one is literally just her influence from people that she meets in her own life. Peer pressure is real.
Real.
You're living in Egbeda, and then next thing you make small money. And you making small money means you have less time, and that's just the fact. And she, obviously, you're going to one private school in Egbeda, she wants her kids to be in St. Xavier's or CIS or some shit like that. You make that money, you have less time. You make it to Ikoyi, you make it to St. Xavier's, but you have less time. She has Ikoyi friends now. It's a different world. It's a different world completely, because a babe that agrees to marry you and stay in Egbeda is an Egbeda babe. So now she has come into and become an Ikoyi babe. You don't know what that does to somebody. You can't know. Forget what they'll tell you in church. That's 5 good reasons why I can tell you. And there are more.
I think I have a 6th one.
Okay.
Lack of sexual satisfaction.
You're not holding it down. You're not holding it down. That was that number one.
I'm going to say this. Thinking about sexual satisfaction, I feel like it connects to communication, because women...
Wait, hang on. I don't know what you're doing.
Let me tell you that. When I say sexual satisfaction connect to communication, women can have bad sex, stay in relationship, and they communicate to you like, guy, you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Switch up. Mm. And guys, I know guys, they're like, I don't care.
Yeah,
and the girl now
ego. Ego.
Ego.
You're like, you can't handle it. You're not doing it right.
She's telling you.
She's telling you you're not listening.
It's been 1 year. She's telling you, like, guys, she's communicating. So it goes back to that same issue of communication. She's been telling you for 1 year, like, bruh, let's do this. Try this. Yeah, give it up 52 seconds. You know, so it's like, you got to switch up.
And sometimes it boils down to self-centeredness. Because when you're talking about good sexual relationship, you're talking about satisfying the lady. Now in sex, who enjoys more? The lady. Now you're a self-centered person. You don't care.
Hold up.
I think I might agree with you, but I want to know how you came up with that.
Somehow, I think it's on a different wave.
Yeah, on a different wave.
You understand? He's talking about the difference between the layers of
but you know, okay, so for these reasons now, please, can we go back to where we started?
Yeah.
So now we have 6 reasons why a good woman could possibly cheat. Now, what happens after that?
I don't know. There are no good women again. Not really.
Okay. She was good before she cheated.
Let me expand on this question because it's actually one of my follow-up.
Does that not make her good anymore? Like after cheating?
Yeah, she stayed now. She's not good. She's bad.
This is one of the questions I have. Is it actually humanly possible to stay faithful forever? Given some of the reasons that
I know some people have. There's some women I know have, for real. I'm dead serious. They've never cheated. I'm not joking. They've never cheated.
Nigeria.
I know men in Nigeria.
They've never cheated their whole life.
But wait, how are you sure about this?
They have no reason to lie to
me. You're inside their mind, right?
Oh, like, they tell me.
I don't think it's a fact.
Because they have no reasons to lie to me.
Quick question.
Yeah.
What's their ranking? Like, I mean, when I say that, I mean, like, what kind of men are they?
What kind of men? I'm telling you, just a normal guy who's probably married for like 5 years. We play basketball together. He comes through with his friends. They're all talking about their babes. Obviously, you know, it's when they're playing sports. You can talk about stuff like that. And they're talking about their babes and things they're doing. And then everybody's like, this one no get mine. And he's just like, man, nobody say anything. No, nobody say I did good church too much. Nobody say anything major. They go on for this relationship. But not just not where I go, boss. If I have sex with somebody else, it's a vow. We tend to forget that we make vows. When you make a vow with just one person, it stands over your life. When you make a vow with one witness, it stands over your life. When you make a vow in the witness of your whole church, the girl's family, your family, friends, you sign certificate and God Almighty. What are you doing? You think that, you understand what I'm saying? That,
and to add to what you're saying, word on the street is like, there's a blessing that comes with it.
Oh my God, for sure, man.
There's a blessing.
But we're being faithful.
There's a blessing that comes with being married, being faithful.
When you say word on the street, which streets exactly are they?
That people keep saying it. I'm not married.
Word on these streets.
But like a lot of people just keep saying
that. It's very possible, my brother.
Okay, wait. One house. Yeah, rap on.
I just said, I think that might be some religious bias. No, I feel like on some level, there may be some.
That's not the issue. This is what people are telling me. So it's not as if I'm not the one saying.
No, I get
you. This is what I heard. People keep saying it.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Okay, if there was a movie, about cheating, what would it be called? What do you think?
I don't know. There'd be too many. How to be a player? I don't know.
Bastard.
Chitago.
What did you say?
Chitago.
Chitago.
Like it's shot in Chicago.
All right. So let's do. Hey, can you get a beat ready for us? All right. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do a movie preview. And title of this movie is what? Chitago.
Chitago.
I should have just come up with something. This is a movie preview about cheating. You can come from whatever perspective you like, from a male perspective, female perspective. You can give some advice you want or whatever it is. This is a movie directed by Steven Swagoo.
What?
Oh, wow.
Magnificent Swagoo.
Swagoo was the name of the movie then. Chitago.
Don't give Swag any opportunity to add to that name.
Okay.
Okay. Might end up with a bit too much swag. Alright, so the title of the song is Chitago. Let's start from that end. Let's get Rackwell to kick it off. Chitago. Rated what? PG-13?
Yeah.
Rated R. Let's go.
Chitago. Sounds like a cheating movie shot in Chicago. I don't like relationships that got a lot of cargo. Like the pants do. I pants do. My rent is past due. That's relative, or maybe not. I may be hot like cheating though. I'd rather not cheat, but it's complicated. Very, very complicated, like your Facebook status. Ick Ruatis, yeah, who next?
Who next?
It's complicated.
Who next? I saw Shorty slide in a cute dress. I'm like, damn. I wanna hit it from the back. I need a Durex. I don't need new stress. I got a baby on the way. What more can I say? Pampas don't it cost. Oh my God, what the fuss? I'm the boss. And when I'm in it, I'm about to bust. My wife is on the line. She dialing while I'm freestyling. Oh my God, it's been a while since I've been in something like this. Yeah, Chitago, I forgot the name of the movie. But I'll be back though.
Chitago, not the name of this movie. Sweet like a mango. You go keep your seat that say you no go one go. This is a movie that talks about cheating.
Shebi, you know, say if you dey cheat, it cost you more. Because if you cheat, you go want to spend more. Take care of one girl or two girl or three girls or four girls, it go cost you more. So come and watch Chitago, so you no go one go into a relationship. We go make you the cheat, 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 cheat.
So I came into the room. It was like sonic boom. Found my girl on the bedside with another dude. I'm like, what's going on? It's rude. So I stepped in, took the guy by the jacket, he knocked him out, made sure he was there. Fell on the floor, he won't stand no more. Yo, babe, what's going on? She said I didn't hit it well. Yo, I said how? She said I was foul, but I slept with another gal. No, not really, never, I never did it, it wasn't me. Didn't you listen to the Shaggy song? So it's she. And that's how it ended.
That's what I like that. Swagoo,
we're still on the movie.
Okay. I don't watch this film, Chitago. It's just about this gets my way cheating. Like that way, bro. Check. Story. Hey, I said Chitago. This movie, man, it go late, man. Make I tell you, this wife, it is trapped the gates, man. And saying when the boss man come in drive, he say, honey, I'm at the gates now. He said, sweetheart, the gates man is coming. I send a message now. But the gates man is on top of the madam. She's doing oosh, ash, oosh. Oosh, ash, oosh. And the man is like, open the gate, dude. I'm like, oh, he's doing something, dude. And when the man come later, enter for the center. The day inside dining, he be like, my wife, is food ready? Yes, food is ready. When I chop this one, I'll go and chop the one in the bedroom dining. And when he enter the bedroom dining, because the gates man don't already give him wifey, the wifey can't give the husband. So the thing can't be like husband. The husband gone dead here, then in getting custard. He can't pour it into somewhere. He can't pour it into somewhere. You know they get the aspect.
Custard get involved.
I'm being metaphorical. I'm being metaphorical. Wait, is that why you said cut? Custard is not allowed. My story.
Sorry, I had to cut that story short. No one's watching that movie. That movie's been banned.
The movie critics have said no. Rotten Tomatoes are like, nah.
Okay. Now, this might come from a more, biased angle. But it's my final question for tonight. Do you think that men should be allowed to cheat? How about that? There's a whole lot of twists on the whole package.
I never have answers on these things, but I have an opinion, though.
Yeah.
My grandmother told me, right, that anytime my grandfather's eyes would wander, she'll go and meet the girl and say, he likes you. You can be a girlfriend, kinny. And it would hold him down for like 4 to 6 months that she allowed him to step out with her knowledge. And I know this is very traditional and old and a cake, but I don't know, maybe in those environments it works.
Okay, so are you saying that the pressure of don't do it, don't look anywhere is don't what look also anywhere. Makes...
Sorry to interrupt you. I think the pressure of don't look anywhere, because of kind of how men are wired, it kind of, because we're rebellious, more rebellious than women. You know how it is, a lot of girls will tell you they don't want to have male kids because they know those kids say don't climb there, they climb there. You know how it is, men automatically don't want to be controlled. You know, so once your wife starts to tell you don't do it or don't do it, you're going to do it. You know what I mean? Just to kind of reclaim your own power. Yeah. But to answer your initial question of do I think men should be allowed to cheat? Well, frankly, I think if you ask a lot of girls this question, I think they would say if he's doing what he needs to do on a certain level. I say Nigerian women, actually. They would say that if he's doing what he needs to do on a certain level and a pretty high level, he's allowed to do what he wants to do. And I'm sure a lot of women feel that way. On a high level, you get
is
the
that,
kind
is
level.
That good enough? Is that a good enough? I mean, guys bringing in money.
It's,
it's more.
So
not just bringing in money.
It boils down to a matter of choice.
Let's.
And you said, should men be allowed to cheat? Mm-hmm. there's another question. Do some men want to cheat? Because the truth is, you say every man cheats, but let's be honest.
Not every man.
People
cheats.
Are unique. Yes, not every cheat. Man cheats. Some people don't even care about sex that much. Mm-hmm. You get me? Mm-hmm. Some people are, sex is just like a one-time thing to them. It's not like bang, 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 and go all the way.
It's actually so. Bang, so
bang. So no custody involved now.
Maybe your words out there.
Wow.
Yeah,
some people are like that.
But well, there are people. There are people like that.
It's just because you are here, man. Yeah, you don't understand.
It's a Christmas and that,
yeah, you don't understand.
Only when Santa Claus is around.
You know what? I think as human beings, one thing we don't do is take the information from the past and the way human beings have interacted and behaved, and literally like. Learn from that and apply it today. Understand it in context of the times and apply it today. That's why you said something earlier before the podcast started about how men are more, you know, how like caveman times men were more go out, hunt, do this, women and stay home. And the more women, the more what they call it, the more you can provide or the more food you can get, the more women come into your camp because they need to be fed and they need to be, you know what I mean? So when we think of man from that time, and we now think to just maybe like 1500 years ago, where our parents were marrying, our grandparents or great grandparents were marrying 17, 16 wives. Do you understand? Frankly, to be honest, it is the modern times, our modernity and new feminism has made men really care so much about men stepping out on them, to be frank. And that's what I think. The ego has now crept into the soul of the woman in a way. Now she's like, you can't cheat on me. If you cheat on me, you're violating me. And like, it's like, to be honest, deep down, I think a lot of women don't really care about that.
Yeah.
If you,
a lot of women, I know a woman who tells the husband, she says to the husband, she says, I know this travel you are traveling now. Women will be looking at you and all of that. Try and use protection.
Jeez.
Yes, let me second that. Now, women so, again, there's a couple, they don't have a child. And then it's the wife that's advising the man, go and marry somebody else. In Yoruba land, some wife tell you, go and marry somebody else. When yes, but I'm telling you that this, does it change if it is cultural? Does it change the woman? I'm saying, even if
it could be her culture, so she allows
even it could be, this could be any woman. This is not a matter of culture.
This whole cheating thing is us being influenced by European culture. Is that what I'm saying?
Definitely. I'll tell you that for sure. I'll tell you that we're influenced by European culture. In European culture, when we look around you, everything that you see here is so.
No, because I mean, I can relate to some degree what he's saying. If we go back, because there are 36 states in Nigeria, some states they don't have lights.
You understand?
Their own problems are different.
I understand the connection you guys are making.
We don't have lights here.
I understand the connection you're making. But as far as relationships and cheating go, I don't think European influence. I think African men, our fathers were messy.
No, hold on. If for example, the African culture, it is normal. I mean, even within African culture, even right now, in terms of Islamic culture, a man marries four women. There's half of the men in Nigeria. Muslim, right? Okay. So already in a cultural setting, there's already that accommodation of having more than one wife,
okay,
which is totally different from European. Forget if you're a Muslim then, whatever, it's not accepted.
So you're saying the European influences was making women upset at the cheating?
No,
where you
guys what I'm saying is it becomes more acceptable, rather in the context of Africa, it becomes less acceptable for you to cheat because of the fact of European influences. Because before, you have 17 women in the house, they're taking their turns of when they're sleeping in their husband's house.
That's abnormality. That's abnormality. Polygamy itself is abnormality in the first place. I'm from a polygamous home.
Abnormal. Because if we're going back, most men had harems.
You understand? It was dependent on if you could take care of them.
Yeah, it depends on how wealthy you are. The number of wives you had. Wait, hold on.
How do you justify satisfying 17 women at once?
Satisfaction is relative. Okay. You understand? At the end of the day, from their own position, they're satisfied because they have a place to stay, they have money, they have, you know,
the kids. Mm-hmm. Right.
And you said, you said people have sex once a year. What if 16 of those women?
Some people.
Now, what if 16 of those women like to have sex once a year? My back can go 3 times a month. Mathematically, if one woman likes to have sex 2 times a month, satisfy everybody else.
Look at this. You're just trying like tackle me from what I said before.
No, I'm just using your views.
Okay. Let's
make you see the things
final,
clear.
The final musical element before we close the show for this one. Alright, so can you give an example of a text message that you saw in one of your relationships that made you think that your partner might have been cheating?
Did you like it?
I don't like it.
All right, so the title of this particular challenge is called Text Message Chorus. So the title of this song is Did You Like It? Got Ill Will here, gonna be dropping us a nice beat. Let's see what you guys do with that. I hope you like what you're gonna do. Okay, while he's sorting that out, so I guess what the general summary is: men and women cheat.
Everybody cheats.
And should there be like more understanding relating to that, or should it be a black and white thing?
There should be more.
Bad guy, you cheat.
Yes, there should be more understanding on both sides.
On either side.
On both sides, you know.
Should women understand men's needs more relating to cheating and so on? Because this is a fundamental difference. I think
everybody should be honest.
Yeah,
honest with their needs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the level to which they need sex, or the way they've been living before they got married. If you're a nigga who goes to Quilox every Friday, and most Fridays you carry a babe, then during the week you're fucking somebody from your office, then there's a neighbor that you're fucking. I know a lot of guys who live like that. It's like normal level to a lot of guys. If you live like that and then you see a girl you like and you have money and you think next 6 months you're going to marry her and be faithful, you can't do it. Do you understand? If you're that kind of guy, be open. There are some babes that some of my guys have been with, and those girls cannot stay. If they are going to stay with you, you have to be giving it to them on a certain level. And the way I know men, I don't think any man can satisfy a woman who is a real nympho. She has to just chill for you. If you're that kind of woman, you have to explain
That's
to your husband that this is who I am, this is what I am. Yeah. What are we going to do about this if you're not up to the task? If cheating is so important, if cheating can break marriages, break it, then why don't we just lay down our cards on the table, all our sexual proclivities, everything.
I,
a lot of men are gay and they get married. Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're going to bring like bum juice to your fucking marital bed.
Can we go from custard to bum juice? I don't know.
I'm sorry for saying bum juice.
Everybody needs to be open on their needs.
I'm not sorry for saying custard.
I'm not sure. I think everybody needs to be open about their needs.
Exactly,
you need to say like, yo, this is what matters to me. I put this paramount to me. I agree. There's some women who sex is like bottom. It's more about well, what's the
point? There are fewer
stability.
There are fewer women that are hard. Fewer women that are hard to please. You know what I mean? Sexually, like women. You know, even if you're not holding it down with your dick game, like women can like make do with a few other things.
Yeah.
You know, if you're, they can get toys. They can get toys. You just need to be there in bed with them.
But that's another angle we didn't even consider.
Most African men are not into that whole replace me with a toy thing.
Yeah, because isn't that cheating? Would you say that's cheating?
You have a wife, you have a duty.
Hold on. It's everything is opportunity. This is why I say it. Hold on. This is, you know, this is the thing. It's opportunity cost, right? At the end of the day, if, for example, you are getting more satisfaction from a dildo over your man, isn't that replacing?
But that is compromising. You have a wife, you love her. She has a body. She has needs. Do you understand? You can provide those needs by chilling off on your own ego.
You could argue the same thing about a man.
Yeah, I agree, but African men do not think this. African men, Nigerian men, do not follow this mentality. For them, it's a no go. Toys in the bedroom, no go. Most Nigerian men, it's replacement. It's a sense of like.
I'm on that page. I'm not exactly comfortable with dildos personally.
If it's too big.
But nothing compares to original flesh.
Because, I mean, the thing is,
women.
No, hold on. nothing compares to battery operated guinea because of the speed at which it see. Look, let me tell you something that is fact. Let me tell you something that is fact. Yeah, if you get used to something that is battery operated, you might not be able to sexually respond to something that is slower, more that's physical. Even with men, if you watch porn and you masturbate because of the fact that you can control how tight you're holding it or whatever it is, you understand? You're not going to feel the same when you're that's having real sex. Yeah. No, this is fact.
That's an opinion. No, that's there is porn induced erectile dysfunction.
I'm not even talking about porn necessarily, but I'm just talking about the difference between how it feels. Yeah, so that feeling, if you get used to it, you might prefer that feeling more than the other. So now the issue is, if you are now channeling yourself to prefer one feeling by consciously masturbating as opposed to having sex, or saving yourself to have sex rather than choosing to masturbate over sex, wouldn't that constitute as cheating?
No. If you're open with your partner as to what you're doing, because this is the human mind, you can never know what, you know what I mean? Your woman can be having sex with you and it's all good and well and dandy, and after 4 or 5 years, she's like, and she tells you, what are you going to do about that? Do you understand? Are you going to say, no? She has told you that, look, I'm not feeling this thing much the way I'm supposed to be feeling it again. You have to react to that. You're the man. You have to take charge. If she says, you, look, it's a toy that I'm on now, that I want now. You have to find a way. Are you just going to... You have to find a way. Maybe you say, okay, don't take this very big one so you don't get used to it, or it doesn't open the place to get this small one or something. But you can't just say, oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry. You can't just say, oh, no, because it will change this. It will do this. It's battery operated. No, you have to be there for her. You have to, you understand what I mean? Your ego has to take the back seat because she's open with you and this is between you and her. You keep that ego to the side when you guys are in the bedroom.
Let me rephrase my question.
On top bed, man and woman are the same.
Let me rephrase my question. So, there's some men that prefer to masturbate and watch porn rather than have sex.
Don John.
Perfect example. Have you guys watched that movie, Don Juan?
Yeah.
So this is a guy that after he has sex, he goes to go and masturbate because he's not fully sexually satisfied.
Yeah.
So now, within that context, would you say that would have caused a problem relationship?
Of course.
Specifically related to cheating?
Not maybe cheating.
You mean cheating within the context
of you leaving her and then using porn to satisfy your needs in that context of cheating.
So for example, within the context of you're no longer having sex with your wife, all you're doing is masturbating.
Ah, that's a problem.
That's not cheating.
After you have sex, not cheating. You masturbate.
No, not after. You are replacing sex.
That's not cheating.
We are replacing sex.
Are you starving your wife of sex?
I wouldn't say starving. Let's say maybe you give her what's the average?
When she asks.
But that's not cheating.
Not necessarily.
Why give her 70% of the time she asks?
Okay, yeah.
Let's give her 70% of the time she asks, and then like just like Don John, I need to wank after to just sort my own stuff out.
Cool.
I mean, I've dealt with that before.
Even though it affects your level of intimacy.
My level of intimacy.
Yes. So for example, there is a difference if you continually masturbate. There is a difference in terms of how it feels when you have sex, in terms of your attraction, all those elements.
It's not cheating, but obviously you're depriving her of something you can that is supposed to be hers. And I think the porn sex thing is solvable. Porn, with all those problems that porn causes, it just takes time. You and her need to work together. Take time off porn. Once you take time off porn, take time off your wife. Period of time. You need a therapist for all these things. I'm telling you,
you're saying. The question is actually getting so deep that is now tending to psychology.
Psychology.
Yeah, because some of these questions we might say just give an opinion, but the truth is it's now getting to psychology because we are talking of relationship here, we're talking of family here. Sometimes to define the terms, where do you draw the line? Masturbation, having sex, the relationship, where exactly do you draw the line with which one is too much?
Yeah.
Which one is going to affect the family? So it's actually now like leaving us and getting to a medical question.
If you talk about psychology, I think it has always been psychological.
So to a degree it is psychological.
So we don't have therapy. Therapy is not a thing in Nigeria. So a lot of these problems, when I see a lot of this conflict, like this kind of podcast now, where women are talking on TV, I'm talking of grown women, 50-year-old women. To me, I think a lot of what they say is unnecessary and stupid. Only because we don't have therapy culture here. So people are going through problems and are dealing with them and just going to talk to their friends that are hate them or are giving them bad advice, and then you come and you now apply it.
Or watching shows.
Or watching Nigerian film. You know what I mean? So it's like we need to be.
Alright, so you got a beat ready. Alright, so we're gonna restructure that a little bit. So the title of the song is Do You Like It? But you're gonna come from the perspective of the reaction. Yeah? So you just come home, you picked up your wife's phone, and you saw a message that said, do you like it? And your verse is basically how you reacted to seeing that text message. Yeah? Alright, yo, Will, drop it. Yes, so I'll pick up from you, then we go through Will. OZ, and go like that. So you just came home, you saw a text message on your wife's phone, do you like it?
My wife. What if you do this for your food? Shit. Why the guy they ask? You sure for me? Say you like him. Why is he asking? Do you like it? I'm sure you liked it because when me and you are on the bed, your babe, you never fight it. You let it go easy, sir. I give it to you, better. So when he's doing it to you, better, I'm sure you gave him the kind moans you were giving me. So man, what kind of song did you sing? Is it a video whiskey, a big kiss, Daniel? So let me tell you, babe, with this thing that you are doing, it will never be the same. You might talk, say you don't cheat, you don't win, but me, I go cheat my own for another thing. But you'll be a double sin, but no one sin twice. Come on, let no sin twice.
Yo. I can't believe what I'm seeing, man. What's been going on? I thought it was all good just a week ago. But right now, it seems I don't have libido. So what am I going to do about this situation? You're changing the radio station. You're changing the relationship. What's really going on? How come this is on your phone? We don't understand. Please, tell me. Let's have a discussion. Let's sit down. Maybe we should go for therapy. You don't mess with me. You don't do this kind of thing to me. I'm your husband. I'm your man. I be the one. You have to understand. We have to make a plan. We have to go on and on. We have to do what is best for the family. Understand this.
Baby, I never like to go through your phone. That's what lames do. What's happening, baby girl? What changed you? Do you like it or you don't? Tell me what you want. Baby girl, see, I'm the man. I give it to you strong. And if it's sex that they asking if you like, baby girl, I don't wanna fight. I'm precise with what I do. I cut just like a knife, and it's, you hurt me, cut me like a knife. I said, what you want? What you doing? Let me not assume. See, let's go into the other room. Put my dick in, it's too loose, then maybe something's happening. Come on, baby. What's going on? What is?
Wait till it is. Do you like it, baby? I thought we say we go talk about this. Thought we say we go fit to solve this. You go out to explain our problem to the nigga. And now the guy carry you put for corner. He dey give you. And now he sent you this text message saying, do you like this? Did you like it, baby? Oh, we should talk about this, baby. We should solve this, baby. I forgive all your wrong, baby.
If I see on your phone it says, do you like it? I don't have enough maturity to forgive you. So relationship over. Yeah. Go and meet that man and pull up in a Range Rover. I'm not the type of guy to stick around after spotting that you cheated on me. Yeah. So bye bye, ciao, arrivederci. Yeah, I send spaghetti to your family.
Sayonara.
Eat pasta with your faja, like Austin Powers. Then I beat it till it's sour. Every hour, top of the tower, dark tower.
All right. So we have officially come to the end of the show. It's been about cheating. I guess the summary of the story is it's a bit of a psychological issue that is dependent on an individual. We may need to do a bit more research into finding out, you know, the exact differences we have between men and women, and, you know, work together to find a better understanding of each other. Hopefully work together to have better relationships. Thank you guys for listening. This is Don't Drop the Mic.
Peace. Watch and learn.
Watch and learn.
Connect with us
on your mobile device.
Tune in online.
It's ROG.
I love it. I love it.
Don't drop the mic
with your host, Femi.